According to Eustace Mullins, the last surviving protege of the famous 20th century intellectual and writer Ezra Pound, and author of the 1988 book Murder by Injection, The Story of the Medical Conspiracy Against America, the drug industry is controlled by a Rockefeller medical monopoly, largely through directors of pharmaceutical boards representing Chase Bank, Standard Oil, and other Rockefeller entities. The American College of Surgeons maintains a monopolistic control of hospitals through the powerful Hospital Survey Committee, with members such as Winthrop Aldrich and David McAlpine Pyle representing the Rockefeller control, he wrote. Winthrop Aldrich also served on a committee on the cost of medical care, CCMC, which was originated by Dr. Alexander Lambert, the personal physician to Teddy Roosevelt and a president of the AMA. According to Dr. Charles C. Smith, who researched the activities of the committee, Dr. Lambert obviously was to be the needed figurehead. Other notable choices were Winthrop Aldrich, president of Chase National Bank, John Fry, secretary-treasurer, AFL, William T. Foster, director of the Pollack Foundation and Economic Research, Olin West, MD, executive secretary, AMA, and 15 physicians plus 2 dentists in private practice. 5 physicians from public health were chosen, and the director of research for the Milbank Memorial Fund. Representatives from insurance, hospital, nursing, pharmacy sources were appointed, and 6 members from positions. They numbered 49 in all. The full-time staff was headed by Harry H. Moore of Washington, who, in 1927, published American Medicine and the People's Health while a member of Public Health Service. His main tenets were the need for a system to distribute medical care and an insurance plan to pay for it. Smith noted that a minority of the committee recommended, among other things, that government competition in the practice of medicine be discontinued and that corporate medicine financed through intermediary agencies such as health maintenance organizations, HMO, should be opposed because they fail to provide high-quality health care and exploit the medical profession. These recommendations were not followed. The tenor of the CCMC report was such that one can read into it the seeds of everything that led to the healthcare system we have today. So at last we find ourselves, as always, in a healthcare crisis, Dr. Smith wrote in 1984.